Today's reading begins in Exodus chapter 37, verse 17. Exodus chapter 37, verse 17. He also made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered work, its base, its stems, its cups, its calyxes, and its flowers were of one piece with it. And there were six branches going out of its sides, three branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. Three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on one branch, and three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on the other branch. So for the six branches going out of the lampstand. And on the lampstand itself were four cups made like almond blossoms with their calyxes and flowers, and a calyx of one piece with it under each pair of the six branches going out of it. Their calyxes and their branches were of one piece with it. The whole of it was a single piece of hammered work of pure gold. And he made its seven lamps and its tongs and its trays of pure gold. He made it and all its utensils out of a talent of pure gold. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood. Its length was a cubit, and its breadth was a cubit. It was square, and 2 cubits was its height. Its horns were of one piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold on its top, and around its sides and its horns. And he made a molding of gold around it, and he made 2 rings of gold on it under its molding, on 2 opposite sides of it, as holders for the poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil also, and the pure fragrant incense blended as by the perfumer. He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits was its breadth. It was square, and 3 cubits was its height. He made horns for it on its 4 corners. Its horns were of one piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. And he made all the utensils of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the fire pans. He made all its utensils of bronze, and he made for the altar a grating, a network of bronze under its ledge extending halfway down. He cast 4 rings on the 4 corners of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. He put the poles through the rings on the sides of the altar to carry it with them. He made it hollow with boards. He made the basin of bronze and its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered in the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he made the court. For the south side, the hangings of the court were of fine twined linen, 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their 10 pillars, and their 10 bases. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And for the front to the east, 50 cubits. The hangings for one side of the grate were 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. And so for the other side. On both sides of the gate of the court were hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. All the hangings around the court were of fine twined linen, and the bases for the pillars were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. The overlaying of their capitals was also of silver, and all the pillars of the court were filleted with silver. And the screen for the gate of the court was embroidered with needlework in blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. It was 20 cubits long and 5 cubits high in its breadth, corresponding to the hangings of the court. And their pillars were 4 in number. Their 4 bases were of bronze, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their fillets of silver. And all the pegs for the tabernacle and for the court were all of bronze. These are the records of the tabernacle, the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were recorded at the commandment of Moses, the responsibility of the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the high priest. Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and designer and embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. All the gold that was used for the work, in all the construction of the sanctuary, the gold from the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels. By the shekel of the sanctuary, The silver from those of the congregation who were recorded was 100 talents, and 1,775 shekels by the shekel of the sanctuary, a becca a head, that is, half a shekel by the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone who was listed in the records from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were for casting the base of the sanctuary and the base of the veil, 100 bases for the 100 talents, a talent a base, and of the 1,775 shekels he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their capitals, and made fillets for them. The bronze that was offered was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With it he made the bases for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, and the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils of the altar, the bases around the court, and the bases of the gate of the court, all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs around the court. I am impressed as I read through all of this, that not only because they plundered Egypt when they left, they have all of these resources and materials. Not only has God given these craftsmen the capability to craft all of these things, but that God gave all these instruction of all these intricacies and how they were to do all of these things. And when I read about how much was used, you know, how many talents of gold and silver, how many shekels, all of these different things, I start thinking about how much all of that weighed, and they were moving this around, that the craftsmanship had to be of the utmost quality in order to be durable enough to be carried around all the time. I'm just really impressed with all of these things. And, you know, we read through it and we think, wow, you know, this must have been quite a sight to behold. But realize that when God gave all this instruction, He was intending for them to see the glory of the Lord in all of this. It was not just that they were going to have a pretty building. It's not just they were going to have pretty garments. It's that it was to be some sort of a representation of the glory and the holiness of the Lord. That's the God whom we serve, that is worthy of all glory, all honor, all praise, everything that we can muster. So think about that today as you serve Him, and as we strive to do all to the glory of God, are we letting the light of Christ shine and bringing glory to Him? Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.